Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And it's early August now, and we're going to be talking about being really, really fat. Of course, a lot of people think that during the summertime you sweat a lot and you exercise a lot, so you lose weight. But I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't.
I tend to be pretty much fat all year round.
You're not fat.
And, well, I'm overweight. And once you're overweight and you let yourself be overweight for too long, it's very difficult to lose the weight.
I think your body gets used to a certain weight, and then it doesn't want to let go of that number.
It releases hormones and insulin and all this stuff that basically keeps you fat. However, some people suffer from some kind of affliction, which is called polycystic ovary syndrome, or PCOS, and we're talking about Whitney in today's program. She's actually on a TV show on TLC, the Travel and Living Channel, and that's what we're going to be talking about today, Big, Fat, and Fabulous.
We sure are. Let's get started, guys. We're going to read through today's lesson, and then we'll be back.
For those who don't fit the mold in today's body-conscious world, the effects of body shaming can be devastating. No one knows this better than Whitney Thor, the vivacious star of TLC's new show, My Big, Fat, Fabulous Life. Upon entering university, Whitney was an average teenage girl who loved theater and dance. By the end of her first year at school, however, Whitney had gained 91 kilograms. Now 172 kilograms, Whitney has learned to embrace her body and live life to the fullest, no matter what the scale says. Whitney's rapid weight gain is attributed to polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, which she was diagnosed with at the age of 21. PCOS affects the functions of a woman's ovaries. It also disrupts the body's ability to convert sugar into energy, creating excess fat. Though women with PCOS may eat healthily and exercise daily, their bodies continue to create fat and make it extraordinarily difficult to lose. A decade after her diagnosis, Whitney is more determined than ever to leave her body shame and its ensuing depression behind. She spent much of those 10 years coming to terms with the insults, embarrassment, and loss of friends that followed her weight gain. Indeed, Whitney recalls how young men she'd dated during her freshman year would ignore her at parties, treating her as if she wasn't good enough to be seen with them anymore. Now, rather than focusing on the negative, Whitney is ready to dance her heart out, pursue a social life, and share her fresh outlook on life with the world. First, though, she's got to survive living with her parents as she's just moved back home.
Okay, everybody, let's get started in our two-day Travel Living Channel lesson here. We're talking about big, fat, and fabulous women, you could say. This particular medical condition we're going to be talking about is only something that women can suffer from because it has to do with something in our bodies called the ovaries, and men do not have those. So this is only about women. This particular show we're going to be focusing on, My Big Fat Fabulous Life, is about a girl named Whitney Thor, and she's got a fun personality. Let's look at the first sentence. For those who don't fit the mold in today's body-conscious world, the effects of body shaming can be devastating. Do you know, this term body shaming, Tom, is really new. We didn't have this when we were growing up.
It's new to me, yes, indeed.
Body shaming. So we do a lot of different kinds of shaming in today's very socially connected world. You know, we've got apps and now we've got Facebook, and it's easy to make fun of people. If you don't fit the mold, guys, it means you don't actually match up with the requirements of some particular group or standard. You just don't meet the requirements. A mold is like a hollow container that you can fill. You can fill with anything like dough, if you're making something, you're cooking something, or maybe you have concrete, you're building a house. If you have a mold, you put that liquid stuff in, and when it hardens, it looks like a particular shape. So if you don't fit the mold, you don't look like everybody else, or you don't act like everybody else, at least this group of people we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm thinking of cake molds, you know, if you want a cake in a certain shape, or Jell-O molds. They're kind of round, and you can make gelatin dessert in a certain shape by using a mold.
Or Play-Doh, the kids that play with the Play-Doh, that they can mold into different shapes.
They sure can.
So, again, that phrase just means you don't match everybody else or whatever standard they're talking about. In today's body-conscious world, it just means everybody's really focused in on their body. You know, do I look beautiful? Do I look healthy? Do I look thin? It's kind of hard to always feel like you look like those people in the magazines, especially.
Yes, indeed. Body conscious. I think it's because collectively, people's average weight is going up and up and
up.
So I guess people are getting more conscious about that, who's in shape and who isn't. So, of course, we've got this new concept of body shaming. If you're too fat or not strong enough or you're not attractive enough, then you are ashamed of yourself. That's what body shaming is.
Oh, it's other people pointing at you and saying you're fat. Yeah.
Right. Or they may not actually be pointing at you, but maybe they're looking at you, or you're imagining that they're looking at you, and you think,
they don't include you in their parties. Because,
stuff like that.
You know,
it can be subtle, right? You might be only feeling it, but other people say, oh, no, we're not treating you any differently.
True.
But, well, you got to be me to understand how it feels. And, of course, body shaming can be devastating, or rather the effects of this. Devastating means it really destroys you, especially emotionally. It can be very devastating, for example, if you go through a divorce or some kind of major life change, somebody close to you passes away or something like that. It can be very devastating.
Yeah.
So no one knows this better than a person by the name of Whitney Thor. Maybe it's pronounced Thore, I'm not quite sure, but we're describing her as a vivacious star of TLC's new show, My Big Fat Fabulous Life. If you're vivacious, that means you're very lively, you're very animated, you're very active, and usually very friendly, and people enjoy being around you because you're so bubbly.
Yeah, you like to be a social butterfly. Now, Whitney was just entering university at the time that they've started this program, and she was described, or is described, as an average teenage girl. If you're an average person or an average type of this, this whatever category they're talking about, you're like most people. The majority of the people are like this. So she was an average teenage girl, but she loved theater and dance. So those were her two great passions. Those were things she really had a lot of interest in. But by the end of her first year at school, she had gained 91 kilograms in 1 year.
Wow.
Now, when I was a freshman, I'll admit it, Tom, I gained, let's see, about 10 pounds, which is like 5 kilograms.
Wow.
And I thought that was a lot. Because most freshmen gain weight their first year in college because it's a big change of life for them. Most of us are away from home. We eat too much. We party too much. But she gained a significant amount of weight during her first year. So, wow, that's a lot of weight to gain. So let's find out why, shall we?
Yeah, that's a lot of weight to gain in such a short amount of time. Now she weighs 172 kilograms, so you can do the mathematics there. My math is terrible, so I can't really figure out exactly what her weight used to be, but 91 kilograms is a lot to gain in such a short amount of time. Now, Whitney, of course, probably could hate herself or curse the world or whatever, but Whitney has learned to embrace her body and live life to the fullest, no matter what the scale says. If you embrace something, it means usually you hold someone closely. You might embrace someone if you greet them at the airport, especially if they've been away for a long time and you really miss them, give each other a hug. But here, embrace also means that you try to learn to like something, especially if it's something that's taking a while to get used to embrace your body condition. In this particular case, she could have been ashamed. She could have hated herself and been depressed and stuff, but she thought, nope, this is the reality. I'm fat. There's not much I can do about it. I better look at the bright side, look for the silver lining, and make the best of my situation and be happy.
That's right. So she wasn't just accepting her body. She was actually embracing it, showing some love for her own body and trying to live life to the fullest. If you live life to the fullest, you take advantage of every opportunity there is to grow and learn and have a great time. And she was going to try to ignore the number on the scale. Those scales are what we stand on to see how much we weigh. I actually weigh myself every day, so cool. I am familiar with the scale. Now, Whitney's rapid weight gain is attributed to something called polycystic ovary syndrome. When you see that word syndrome, guys, you should probably be alerted to the fact that it has something usually to do with our medical condition. So it's a syndrome. It's something that scientists have discovered happens to some bodies, and her body isn't functioning quite like most bodies. Her rapid weight gain, it says, is attributed or is because of or due to this particular syndrome that I've never heard of. Maybe you have, Tom?
No, this is the first time for me. I would be less likely to hear of this because I'm a boy.
That's true.
And boys don't have ovaries. Those are the sexual organs that women have inside their bodies that produce eggs, basically. Mm-hmm. And they produce an egg about every month, and that's why you have your menstrual cycle, because of those ovaries. And now we've got this other problem called PCOS, polycystic ovary syndrome. A cyst is like a small little sack of fluid in your body. So poly means many cysts inside your body, and they have to do with your ovaries. So I guess they just contain all this fluid and you just get really fat. And she was diagnosed with this when she was 21 years old. A doctor, of course, looks you over and takes note of all your symptoms and then determines what your disease or what your problem is, and that's the verb to diagnose. And we often use this in the verb phrase to be diagnosed with something.
Yeah.
So she was diagnosed with this particular disease or this syndrome at the age of 21.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a bit of a break, listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 我们来看一下今天第一段的第一个句子写着 For those who don't fit the mold in today's body-conscious world, the effects of body shaming can be devastating. 在这里呢，讲到的是跟身材有关系。首先我们来看一下 fit 这个动词。Fit 原本呢，解释成为适合的意思。我们常常说我们必须要言行一致，我们就可以用英文这个字来造句说 We must fit the action to the word。 所以在这里呢，如果提到 fit the mold， mold 则是有模子模型的意思，也就是呢符合标准。而现在的世界是属于 body conscious world， 也就是对于身材非常的呢会去讲究，我们就可以说 body conscious。 如果你非常讲究健康，我们就可以说 health conscious。 原本 conscious 是有自我意识的意思。在这样子的世界非常讲究身材，那么呢，身体所造成的这种羞辱带来的影响可以说是非常的 devastating。 devastating 则是解释成为形容词，是非常有破坏性的意思。而有没有注意到 shaming 这个 V-I-N-G 呢？ shame S-H-A-M-E 本来是解释成为使感到羞耻的意思。如果你身材不好，在今日的世界，你可能会觉得呢，它所带来的影响是非常有破坏性的。而今天的主角呢，这位 Whitney， 他有什么特别的地方呢？他现在已经172公斤了。我们来看一下第一段的最后一句。Now 172 kilograms, Whitney has learned to embrace her body and live life to the fullest, no matter what the scale says.在这里提到呢 ，Whitney 呢，她学会去接纳自己的身体。在这里，我们用了一个动词 embrace。embrace 本来是有拥抱的意思，但是延伸出来，它解释成为欣然接受。 举个例子来说 ，She embraced my offer to help her with her English， 也就是说，她欣然接受我帮她学习英文的这个提议，所以她学会了 embrace her body， 能够接纳自己的身体，并且过着充实的生活。在这里，英文写着。Live life to the fullest， 而不管呢磅秤显示出怎么样的数字 ，No matter what the scale says。Scale 本来当作名词是刻度的意思，而第二段的第一句提到为什么 Whitney 她的体重会这么重呢？在这里第二段的第一句提到 Whitney's rapid weight gain is attributed to polycysticovary syndrome, PCOS, which she was diagnosed with at the age of 21. 她之所以会快速的增加体重是归因于她罹患了多囊性卵巢症候群。我们首先来看一下 attribute 这个字当作动词，我们常常说 attribute A to B， 也就是把 A 的原因归因于B， 在这里是被动，之所以会快速增加的体重的原因就在于这个 PCOS， 而他在21岁的时候被诊断出得了这个疾病。我们常常说被诊断出得了怎么样的疾病，可以说 be diagnosed with 再加上疾病。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back. Okay, guys, we're back. We're talking about Whitney Thor. She's the new star of TLC's show, My Big Fat Fabulous Life. We're talking about her because she has an interesting medical condition or syndrome called polycystic ovary syndrome, which has unfortunately allowed her body to gain a lot of weight very, very quickly. And she now weighs 172 kilograms. But the good thing about Whitney is she's embracing her body. She's not letting other people affect how she feels about herself. Because sometimes if people are critical, it can affect your self-esteem and you don't feel as happy about your life and yourself that you should. She's trying to move ahead even though she has this syndrome and try to find some happiness even though she's a young 21.
Mm-hmm, indeed. So it goes on here to say that this particular problem, PCOS, affects the functions of a woman's ovaries. We did talk about that. It also disrupts the body's ability to convert sugar into energy, creating excess fat. Okay, so again, this problem disrupts the body's ability to convert sugar into energy. To disrupt something means you interrupt it, you prevent it from flowing smoothly forward. We could say the rail strike disrupted passenger rail traffic in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And here, of course, you're trying to convert sugar into energy. Of course, we eat a lot of food that has sugar in it, not just sugar, but also carbohydrates get converted into sugar. And then later on, you're supposed to convert or change that sugar into energy, but that's not what happens. Instead, that sugar just gets converted into fat. Excess fat, extra fat, stuff you don't need.
Yeah, you can convert something by changing it from one form to another. For example, a lot of small studio apartments, they don't have much room, right? So sometimes you can buy a sofa that can convert into a bed. Well, her body wasn't able to convert sugar into energy, and so instead it stored it as excess fat. Excess just means extra. So no one wants excess fat, believe me.
Mm.
So though women with PCOS may eat healthily, they eat good food, they don't eat a lot of junk food, fast food, And even if they exercise daily, it doesn't seem to matter. Their bodies continue to create fat, and this makes it extraordinarily difficult to lose. Extraordinarily is just the adverb form of extraordinary, which means very special. So here it would mean extraordinary, very, very difficult to lose. Now, a decade after her diagnosis, we came across that verb to be diagnosed with something, remember?
We did.
Well, this is the noun form of the word. If you're diagnosed by a doctor, what you have is a diagnosis. What's the doctor's diagnosis? Well, she had a diagnosis 10 years ago. So we can do some math here. It looks like she is about 31 years old because she was first diagnosed when she was 21. She's now more determined than ever to leave her body shame and its ensuing depression behind. Sounds like she has a really good attitude about it. If you're determined to do something, it means you are so set on doing something, nothing can stop you. So you have a lot of energy moving you towards whatever goal you're going to want to accomplish. And hers was, I am going to feel good about myself no matter what.
I am determined to be able to shoot 10 free throws in a row.
Oh, good luck.
I'm going to go practice down at the court every day until I can shoot 10 free throws in a row. I am determined. I'm not going to give up. So she's determined that she's not going to feel ashamed of her body, and she's not going to suffer this ensuing depression. Ensuing just means something that follows something as a result. The ensuing floods after the typhoon, for example, when we have a typhoon, of course, we almost always have floods as well. Depression is a state of sorrow, of sadness, and it's usually clinical. It can happen because something bad has happened to you or just because there's some kind of chemical imbalance in your body. You just never feel happy.
Uh-huh.
Depression.
Yeah, it's pretty tough if you're struggling with depression. Sometimes it's because of just a temporary setback in your life, but others have real depression where it's a function of what's going on in their minds and their bodies. Maybe they're lacking some sort of hormone. Now, she spent much of those 10 years, remember a decade, coming to terms with the insults, embarrassment, and loss of friends that followed her weight gain. That just makes me so sad. Now, if you come to terms with something, you guys, usually you're talking about something that's difficult or hard, but you finally come to accept it. You have struggled with it. Maybe you were trying to ignore something for a while. But after a while, you actually accept it. You know that you have to face it and you move on.
It's similar to the term deal with,
yeah.
Although coming to terms with kind of does involve what you said,
yeah.
Getting used to something, accepting it, even though you don't like it, and it may take a long time. Like, it took me a long time to come to terms with being fired from my first job. I loved that job, and I did such a good job. Why the heck did that SOB fire me? Okay,
uh-huh.
It took me a long time to come to terms with that. Or some of us may take a long time to come to terms with our first breakup. That's the one that hurts the most for most people.
Sure.
And indeed, these are insults when people say things to you to make you feel bad. You fat tub of lard, you. Why don't you get out of here? We can hear the floor shaking every time you walk through here. Those would be insults. Of course, you feel embarrassment. That's the state of being embarrassed. And, of course, you're going to experience the loss of friends. You might think that you wouldn't. I wouldn't dislike you because you're fat. Don't worry about it. But, no, it does happen when people have bad things happen to them or gain weight. The friends seem to go other places. It does happen.
Yeah, but those are bad friends. Who cares? Let them go.
Yeah, there you go. So I guess it's a way to sort of filter out all the bad apples.
That's right.
From the bunch.
Keep the good ones. Well, indeed, Whitney recalls how young men she dated during her freshman year would ignore her at parties, treating her as if she wasn't good enough to be seen with them anymore. Wow, if you're somebody who doesn't even want to talk with a fat person, I would say you have problems, not the fat person. So if you recall something, guys, you remember a past memory, a past experience to recall something. So these young guys that maybe she dated before she gained the 91 kilograms. After she did gain the weight, they no longer even wanted to be seen with her at different parties. So that's pretty awful. Now, rather than focusing on the negative, Whitney is ready to dance her heart out, pursue a social life, and share her fresh outlook on life with the world. Sounds like she's really matured and gained a lot of confidence and has accepted what her body is currently and has made some goals to be happy in life, and she's accomplishing those things, and that's kind of fun. We're going to find out more about how she's dancing her heart out in our next program. But for now, we're going to be focusing, Tom, on our next vocabulary term here, pursue. She's pursuing a social life. What does that mean?
Pursue as a verb means you follow somebody or something. You want to catch them,
yeah.
Or maybe you want to attack them. The army pursued the enemy through the forest, for example. You could say that. Or you could pursue a hot girl in your class. I think it's probably better to pursue an intelligent, witty, and creative girl instead. Hot girls tend to be kind of shallow and stuff like that.
Not always.
Not always, it's true. But in any case here, you might pursue various pursuits in your life. I would like to pursue a career in accounting, for example. Here, she's going to pursue her social life. She's going to make friends. She's going to make phone calls. She's going to get together and chat and have activities, have picnics, go out for dinner and stuff like that. And she's also going to share her fresh outlook on life with the world. So, yes, she's got a new outlook on life, a new way of looking at things, and she wants to let other people know that she's not letting her weight get her down.
Yeah. First, though, she's got to survive living with her parents because guess what? She has moved back home. So she's living at home again at age 31. We're going to talk about how that goes in our next program. Right now, though, it's time once again to listen to our Chinese teacher.
罹患这样子的疾病对他身体造成怎么样的影响呢？在第二段的中间提到 ，It also disrupts the body's ability to convert sugar into energy, creating excess fat. 那么它就扰乱 disrupt 扰乱了身体呢，可以把糖转换成为 energy 能量的这种能力。在这里，我们使用了一个动词 convert。就是有转换转变的意思，而因此就造成了 excess fat 过量的脂肪，造成他现在是这么样子的体重过重。第三段的第一句 A decade after her diagnosis, Whitney is more determined than ever to leave her body shame and its ensuing depression behind.我们要注意的是呢，在这里提到 leave behind 就有把什么抛下抛在后面的意思，在经过了十年之后呢，他比以往都还要更坚定 more determined than ever， 他决定呢要把他身体的羞辱跟随之而来的忧郁的情形抛在脑后。这里有个形容词 ensuing， 其实就是解释成为接踵而至的或者是随之而来的意思。 She spent much of those 10 years coming to terms with the insults, embarrassment and loss of friends that followed her weight gain。其实他花了这十年当中大部分的时间做什么事呢？在这里我们使用的片语是 coming to terms with。 如果我们讲到 come to terms with， 就解释成为勉强接受某个事物的意思。他勉强的学会了接受这些羞辱、尴尬以及失去朋友。然而现在最后面的倒数第二句提到 Now, rather than focusing on the negative, Whitney is ready to dance her heart out, pursue a social life, and share her fresh outlook on life with the world. 现在呢，她不专注在负面的部分，准备好要热舞 追寻社交生活，并且与世人分享他新的人生观。在这里我们讲到对人生、对生活的看法，就可以说 outlook on life。 以上就是今天的课文讲解，谢谢收听。
Thanks for joining us, guys. Come back for our next program. We're going to be continuing to talk about Whitney Thor, who is big, fat, and fabulous. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.